This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. With these hot summer days, many of us are flocking to the summer blockbusters to get some air conditioning and some fun. One of them, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, is about a virus that's eradicated most of the humans on the planet. The survivors must figure out how to coexist with tribes of highly intelligent apes who've thrived in this post-apocalyptic world. One of the wise apes is the hyper-intelligent orangutan named Maurice. Vancouver, British Columbia actor Karen Conneville played Maurice in the 2011 and the 2014 installments of Planet of the Apes. For 4 years, Karen has been taking acting tips from orangutans in Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo. And orangutan keeper Laura McComsky and actor Karen Conneville joined us in the studio. Karen says that the process of becoming Maurice involves a technology called performance capture. It involves putting sensors all over her body.
We're all out there in what looks like gray pajamas, which is really attractive. And they're all rigged with sensors, and we wear battery packs that are hooked up to the sensors that track all the movements of our body. Also, on our faces, there's like 52 dots on very particular places picking up muscle movement, and a helmet that has a helmet camera that's tracking the movement of every muscle in our face. So as an actor, you do the role just the same way you do any other performance of any other human character. And it's the sophistication of the technology in picking up the performance that then gives Weta all the information to use to then apply the digital makeup in post-production later.
As an actress, I'm sure you're accustomed to makeup and costume, but how is it hard is it to act when you've got all these sensors on your face and a camera pointing at your face? Does that add to the difficulty?
Well, it certainly added to some of the challenges on horseback, I can say that much, because trying to hang on to my horse in our various very challenging locations with the light of a camera right in your eyes that was challenging at times. But compared to working in prosthetic, it's not as intrusive because you're not sweating under layers of latex. However, what it does do is it becomes even more incumbent on the actor to fully create the entire performance, in this case, as a mature male orangutan. I'm a 120-pound woman. Maurice is a 260-pound male, and that's not something they make up in post later. I have to find the weight in my body and in my voice and in my whole performance from the get-go. So I would say the challenge is more of portraying an orangutan than the performance capture is a wonderfully supportive and freeing technology.
How did this orangutan at the Woodland Park Zoo here in Seattle, Toan, be your acting coach?
Well, when we were preparing for Rise, it was a very steep learning curve for me, learning how to run on quadrupedal arm stilts. And for anyone who hasn't run around on quadrupedal arm stilts before,
we'll take your word for it.
Yes. So I did all the work that one can through research and watching videos and everything that one can as an actor to prepare in terms of physical and psychological and all of those elements. And somewhere along the way, I found myself feeling kind of lost. Like I had all this information and bits and pieces. My body could do this. And I went, okay, this is how an orangutan eats. This is how an orangutan, long calls. And I had all of those things going on. But as an actor, you're always looking for that magic inside ingredient that's the key to a character that's going to like just set you free so you no longer are thinking about it, you just are. And at some point along the way when I was feeling kind of lost, I saw this video on YouTube, Tawan the Orangutan Paints, and that's when I saw that he lived at Woodland Park Zoo, and I came to meet Tawan, and I would say it happened in 20 minutes, and it was like the click of a dial. I watched Tawan for a couple of hours, he watched me from a distance, and then all of a sudden he made up his mind to get to know me. He leapt to the window, pressed his face to mine, and I didn't move. And for the next 20 minutes, his eyes studied up and down my face. And I've always said that it was somehow in that 20 minutes that he gave me the magic key to Maurice. And I don't know how else to express it except to go, that was it. Because from that moment forward, it's like I understood Maurice as a spirit and as his integrity as an orangutan. I had a reference point. Tawan literally just gave me that by osmosis.
Was there any physical part of your acting that came from observing him firsthand?
Yes, but I would say more so for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and not just Tawan, but all the orangutans at Woodland Park Zoo. Tawan, his son Haran, Malati, Chinta, Bella, because I've spent time with them over the last 3 years, there's things I've observed in all of them that I brought into the performance of Maurice. There's some things, there's times when, like in the movie, without giving latterly things away in it, but at one point Maurice gets his hands on a book, and when he's having a conversation, an interaction with the character of Alexander, played by Cody Smith McPhee, and at one point Alexander explains something to Maurice, and Maurice has to think about it, and then he gets it, and he bangs his, or I banged my hands on the ground. And that's straight from Haran, who, when he excites himself with something, will go, "This is so cool, I have to bang the ground." It's just this excited thing. I haven't actually seen Tawan do that, but I've taken Tawan's, when Tawan moves down a hill, he'll sometimes crutch walk down the hill, and all of my movement is as Maurice. I've taken from that. There's different ways that they've all influenced me. To Juan, it's his spirit, and if you've ever met him, there is a his name translates as the master, and he truly is. And to spend time in his presence is to feel like it's an overwhelming sort of thing, and that is the magic of Maurice, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you also do the voice for Maurice?
Yes. I would say that I almost gave myself vocal nodes by the end of that. Yeah, long calling as a mature male orangutan is very challenging, and I've had many years in musical theater, but it took a lot of practicing in the shower and a lot of annoying the neighbors for many months.
Karen, can you do a call?
It's a long call. I think I'd shatter the thing.
You better back off the mic a little bit.
What I'm going to do, let me just see if I can, because I'm not really warmed up right now, but I'll see if I can give you a couple of different vocalizations, and I'll tell you when they're there, because I'll have to hear it on the...
Laura, you work with the orangutans at the Woodland Park Zoo. How did Karen do when it came to her vocalization imitations of an orangutan?
Oh, she was spot on. We didn't know that she had come down to study Tawan, and my coworker and I went to watch the first movie, Rise, and we left with our jaws dropped open. We just couldn't believe how spot on the orangutan was. Locomotion, gestures, vocalizations, very, very real for us, and we're just like, wow, this is so cool. I can't believe how good the orang is. And then later we found out that it was Karen, and we got to meet her and found out that her inspiration was Tawan, and we're like, of course, it is Tawan.
Has the Planet of the Apes franchise and this character of Maurice brought more attention to the orangutans?
Oh, most definitely. It's been a real nice segue into getting people to learn more about them and care, and it's been great for orangutans as a whole.
Let's talk about them as a species. They're native to Indonesia and Malaysia, and I understand that they're critically endangered.
They are. Well, Sumatran orangutans are critically endangered, and Bornean orangutans are listed as endangered, with only about less than 6,000 Sumatran, and with Bornean, no more than 60,000, but some people say more, around 40,000.
Why are orangutans endangered?
Well, it's a long laundry list, but mainly due to palm oil plantations. That's the main reason their forests are being destroyed, and they're being fragmented with no corridors. And so that's a huge reason. Logging, fires, gyms, but mainly palm oil. And palm oil is in about half of all products in stores, from cookies to facial products to cleaning products, and it's got about 60 different derivatives, so a lot of times you can read the ingredients and you don't even realize that there's palm oil in it, or it's just listed as vegetable oil. So
are orangutans hunted?
They are. You know, it's hard for local people to carve a living over there, and they are hunted sometimes, and they're viewed as pests in the palm oil plantations, so they are killed sometimes, and then a lot of times they'll try and take the infants, and in order to get an infant, the mother has to be killed. And a lot of times the fall, coming down 90 feet out of the tree, it kills both of them. So it's a very high death rate, with very few individuals making it out to be sold as a pet. And a baby orang fetches around $200 US, but that could feed a family for a whole year over there. So it's a very dire situation.
How is the Woodland Park Zoo working to protect orangutans?
Well, Woodland Park Zoo has for a number of years contributed to wild conservation. I believe right now we're supporting over 40 different wildlife conservation organizations. And last year we contributed $1.5 million to conservation. And over the last 12 years, we've contributed, I think, $80,000 to orangutans in the wild.
What's it like to work with an orangutan every day?
It's the best job in the universe.
What are the best parts of it?
Just getting to spend time with them, realizing how intelligent and unique they are, and what a wonderful, wonderful animal they are to have on this planet. And I think being part of that awareness and creating that special moment for people to really care about them, you know, is very uplifting to inspire people to want to save that species.
How does that intelligence come across? When do you go, darn, that orangutan is smart?
Well, I mean, I talk to him just like I'm talking to you, and they understand. They know. So, yes.
They understand you when you're talking to them?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What have you said that you could tell they understood?
Oh, say at the end of the day, Tuan's out enjoying the sun, and his daughter is inside. And I say, Bella, go outside and get Tuan and bring him in. She leaves. She goes out, grabs him by the shoulder, and drags him back inside.
Wow.
So.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
We were going to originally go to the Woodland Park Zoo to visit Tuan, the orangutan, but we were told he can be pretty difficult to get him to talk to you. Is that right?
Yes, he doesn't. he doesn't like to be asked anything to do. I can't make him do anything. I can ask him, and usually he complies because we have a great relationship. But he can be very shy around strangers.
That's tough for an animal in a zoo because there's strangers around the animal all day long.
True. But, you know, even the public has a great view of them, but the glass is quite thick, so it really blocks a lot of that noise. And outside there's waterfalls, so it really drowns out a lot of the public. And so they kind of are in their own secluded area, and they have a lot of choices. And I think that's wonderful for them because if they don't want to be in the public's eye, they're free to go over by the waterfall and be completely out of view.
Laura McComsky is a zookeeper at the Woodland Park Zoo, and she takes care of the orangutans. And we heard from Vancouver, BC-based actor Karen Conoval. Karen plays the orangutan Maurice in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is currently in theaters. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.